Yo, 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 it's your boy One Bag Steve, and it's the One Bag Show. Well, this episode gonna be a few topics we're gonna talk about with the guys first. And the next three topics we'll talk about it with the ladies. We're gonna see what the ladies got to say about it. Comment, DM, just send it in, whatever you do. If you on Anchor, you can send in a voice message and I'll play it back for everybody to hear what you got to say, and I'll give my rebuttal. Thank you once again for listening. Love y'all. See y'all in a few. First topic for you guys is going to be, what's the best and the worst thing about being a guy? Once again, what's the best and the worst thing about being a guy? For me, being a black guy is being stereotyped. And people always thinking I'm more athletically or strengthly given than what I am. Hell, that's some bullshit right there, bitch. First of all, yes, I am stronger, more gifted, more talented, more handsome than you. But fuck you for trying to call me out on that, bastard. And also, that's the best thing about being a male, a black male. Hell, shit. You know, I'm irresistible. You know, some women find me irresistible. You know, I'm lovely. I'm handsome. I'm that guy. Anyways, worst thing is being stereotyped. People not knowing how to approach you because they're thinking, you know, just because of the color of my skin, and also I'm a male, that I'm hostile or immature or can't be taken seriously. A lot of females already assume that we idiots when you first see us, like, or we always at the one thing. Bitch, I don't want that pissy vagina, you know what I'm saying? That piss flap, you understand me? That's all it is, flaps, getting pissed on. Nobody want that shit. And, you know, a younger, dumber me, hell yeah, I want that vagina. But right now, who really got time? Plus, your mind ain't there. Once I insert the penis into the vagina, your whole mind changes. So I am good on that. The facade that we just supposed to take care of y'all lazy ass. Yes, that's the worst part of it. And then if we don't, then we shit on. We just, you know, that nigga ain't got no money. That nigga can't do this for you. You know, he can't do that for you. Don't let that nigga fuck you then. What the fuck he fucking you for? He can't take care of you. Bitch, first of all, bitch, we fucking each other. And you can't take care of me. Then, bitch, you ain't shit neither. So I don't give a fuck. See, when we grow up, it's always, you know, take care of yourself. Make sure you can do this, can do that. Yeah, we fall and get scraped up. Get up, dust it off. You all right? Blah, blah, blah. Females, princess, did you get this? Did you get that? You know, beg the daddy or grandpa or papa, and they gonna give it to you. I'm talking about they gonna give it to you, nigga. It ain't gonna be no goddamn incentives, none of that shit. Guys, nigga, we got to fucking do our chores, clean your room up, all this other shit just to get one fucking thing. But y'all, women, silver fucking platter. And that's fucked up. And that's what I hate about being a guy. Except for, you know, and then when I am a guy, yeah, hey, then I can strong on a bitch. Bitch, don't talk that shit to me. Even though I know I ain't gonna put my hands on, I can still, you know, better bow the fuck down. Anyways, Jada don't bow down. She don't listen. She's hard-headed. Love you. Fellas, what would you not do for $5 million? Let me say it again now, goddammit. What would you not do for $5 million? First of all, I ain't snitching for $5 million. Unless, I mean, I'm just kidding. Shit, $5 million? I'm not killing my whole family for $5 million. I ain't killing nobody in my family for $5 million. Not sleeping with a guy for $5 million. I'm not sucking no guy off for $5 million. Ain't no guy sucking me off for $5 million. Not chopping my dick off for $5 million. I'm not cutting off any limbs for that matter for $5 million. I shave my whole head, cut my eyebrows off, everything. $5 million? Bitch, show me the cash. I'll cut all this shit off my goddamn head, guys. all that shit. You could even goddamn come and take the hairs out my motherfucking nose for $5 million. You smell me? $5 million, pull all my teeth, nigga. I'm finna go get veneers. You fucking fuck you saying? Start anew, baby. Can't peel my fucking toenails and fingernails off for $5 million. No, you can't do that. Unless I'm high as fuck. Then yes. Peel them hoes off, cuz. Do what you gotta do. I'm not sucking no toes. I ain't eating no ass for $5 million. Hell no. I don't know. A lot of shit I'm not doing. A lot of physical activity. Not doing it for $5 million. I gotta do some crazy ass shit. No, not doing it. Not gonna do it. Probably not gonna do it. Hell no. Now some shit that I will do for $5 million, fellas. I mean, I'm not saying it's just hypothetically. Knock your goddamn baby mama head off her motherfucking shoulders for you. $5 million. I won't do that, but I will do that. If you got the $5 million and get motherfucking hand, I knock her whole fucking head clean the fuck off her goddamn shoulders, bro. I'm talking about clean. I'm talking about like some motherfucking Michael Myers type shit. Knock her shit clean the fuck off her motherfucking head. You smell me? What else? Shit, clean the entire beach until the sun goes down, nigga. From sun up to sun down, nigga. 5 straight days, $5 million. Hell yeah. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. That's why I'm $5 million richer when I leave from out this hot motherfucker. Make sure I got water on me, gallons. But it's a lot of shit I ain't gonna do for $5 million. Fellas, this y'all last fucking question. All right. If you had a phobia, what would be the worst phobia? And what would yours be? If you had a phobia, what would be the worst phobia? And what would yours be? Mine would be fucking trees, okay? A phobia of fucking trees. Think about it. I'm from the South. Bitch, it ain't nothing but fucking trees out here, bro. Panicking this shit every time I see a fucking tree. I'm talking about every time I step out the door, I lose my goddamn mind when I see a goddamn tree, bro. Even the trees that swing from your goddamn mirror when you got the air freshener right there, I'm scared of them hoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really piss and shit on myself when I see them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Another phobia. Shit, a phobia of water. Nigga scared of water. How the fuck you gonna brush your teeth, bathe your ass if you scared of water? You know what I'm saying? And I ain't just talking about large bodies of water. I'm talking about just water in general. Just the hearing of water, seeing of water. You just lose your fucking mind. Water. You know? You know? What the fuck? What would you do at that point? Shit, I really can't think of nothing else. Really a phobia. I mean, these people, they're scared to ride in cars. You know what I'm saying? They scary as fuck. I mean, if the Lord gonna come and take you, he gonna come and take you. It don't matter where you at, what you got going on, shit. Your ass gonna get hit regardless. If he gonna come and get you, he gonna come and get you peacefully in your sleep, or he gonna come and get you whenever you feel like it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to think of another phobia. Birds here. Any type of birds. You got a phobia of birds, bitch. Your ass got them scared of birds, bitch. Your ass can't go outside. You're nervous. Your ass gonna shit a brick. You see one of them birds swoop past on your ass. Plus, birds wake up at fucking 3, 4 o'clock in the goddamn morning making all this miscellaneous ass noise. Bitch, shut the fuck up. I hear your garbage ass out there. Trying to think. It's a lot of phobias that you could be afraid of, you know? Shit, old people, yeah, that'd be another phobia. Like, get your old ass back, nigga. Like, I think you tried to kill me. They really zombies out this motherfucker. They been dead, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like I was saying, fellas, if you could have a phobia, what would your phobia be? Like, what would, like, think of one of the worst phobias that you could have. Like, just send it in. I don't know. discuss this amongst other fellas, since we ain't got no fucking sports to watch. Okay, ladies, these next three is for y'all. What's the process of making your favorite dish, like your favorite meal, maybe? For me, it's got to be the meatloaf with the mashed potatoes and the green beans, you smell me? Or maybe sometimes I make a succotash, you know what I'm saying? So let me just walk you all the way through it, bro. You go get the ground turkey or the ground beef, because, you know what I'm saying, maybe the ground chicken, because we ain't fooling with that pork, you smell me? Get it, clean it. Make sure you clean the beef or the ground turkey or your meat. Just make sure you clean the shit, you feel me? Wash it thoroughly. I ain't saying fucking detergent and all that other shit. Just rinse it off thoroughly. Blot it dry. You know what I'm saying? You want it dry. There's some breadcrumbs, egg, or whatever. Get you some onions chopped up in there. Mince it all together. Get it good and together mixture. And you want to throw it in a little pan. Bing. After you done seasoned it, how you like to season. I left that out of there because it didn't need to be said. But if you don't season your shit gonna taste like fucking water. You smell me? Let that cook on however high, you know. Because if you got time, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to cook it too fast and too slow, you know, it's in the inside be still, you know, whatever. Depending on how your fucking oven works. Anyways, moving on with the mashed potatoes. I like to use them out the box, but at the same time, I give me some potatoes, maybe two or three of them, chop them up, boil them. Then, you know what I'm saying, smash them down and add it into that so it give it that feel, that texture, that different texture, you smell me? And then with the succotash, I probably just go buy some frozen succotash. Or if I can do it with the cans, you know what I'm saying? If I can make some cans out of, you know, get some cans of this, cans of that, the beans and the lima beans, the green beans, the corn, the little baby carrots chopped up or whatever. But ain't nobody got time to be doing all that shit with your goddamn hands by yourself. And you know what I'm saying? If you need to have a bread, throw a little crescent roll in there or get your old Hawaiian roll, you feel me? That's me. That's my meal. That's one of my dishes that I like to throw together. And it's quick. It's easy. Meatloaf gonna be there. You smell me? It's gonna be there. Because most women, y'all don't fool with the meatloaf. Let me know. What's one of y'all favorite dishes and meals just to whip up that y'all can just, you know, boom, throw it together. And that bitch gonna be a smash hit tomorrow. The day after. You smell me? Even if the rest of the family ain't fucking with it, you fucking with it. But that shit be a hit every time. Boom. So, ladies, if you could design a fucking reality TV show that y'all love to watch, what would it be like? If y'all could design or produce y'all own reality TV show, what would it be about and what would it be like? See, mine just gonna be about these little fucking pets that y'all got. You know what I'm saying? That's what my reality show gonna be about. How these little pets be running the fuck out y'all. I'm talking about y'all let the little dog do what it wanna do. It ain't gonna walk sometimes. Y'all take care of the little dog more than y'all take care of y'all goddamn selves. And it's a goddamn shame. Clothes and toys and expensive ass water bowls, expensive ass fiddly collars and shit like that. First of all, if you own a cat, you're weird. Cause why the fuck do you want a cat? Them bitches so independent. Them niggas don't even need your ass. They don't like your ass. For real. And you done took them into your home. And these motherfuckers don't even like your sour ass. And that's fucked up. Like, cause cats, they ruthless. They don't give a damn. Cats will let you know he ain't interested in your ass. Knock some shit over, all that shit. Get the hell on from you when you come a little bit closer. Like, man, go on now. Attack your little kids, all that shit. But we still on it, you know. Like, I think my reality show would just be following in the life of how people just over excessively take care of their pets more than they take care of the shit. It's people in their family struggling like a motherfucker. This dog living the fucking dream. I'm talking about pampered and neutered and all that shit. Feet kicked up, got nice soft plush pillows they sleep on and all this other shit. Don't go outside for nothing, for real, for real. Really got piss pads, shit pads that they can shit on and shit. Like, what would your reality show be about? That's what mine would be about. How these folks be out here cashing the fuck out on these pets and shit like that. And then them folks, they got more than one pet. Like, bitch, how can you afford to have 17 dogs? I just don't know. And you ain't selling none of these motherfuckers? Because that's the first thought in my mind. Bitch, I got all these dogs. Some of y'all got to go, baby doll. Because it smell like ass, feet, fungus, and everything else in this motherfucker. But yeah, that'll be my reality show, showing how these motherfuckers be cashing out and tweaking over these goddamn weak-ass pets. And don't be spending it on their goddamn self. I mean, if you got it to spend, I mean, go ahead, but goddamn, cuz. And I think my reality show would be a fucking hit. Okay, ladies, we got a party. The party ain't for you, but you got $200,000 to plan this fucking party. How the fuck would you plan it? Somebody gave you $200,000 to plan a party. How would you plan it? Me, myself, first of all, we finna get a baller ass fucking venue. The venue gonna have to be dope. Two bathrooms, you know what I'm saying? Nice little kitchen area. Maybe we cook up some things in there, you know, have a little catering going on. Set up a little bar area, DJ booth. Have a VIP section. Because we're going to have to hit folks over the head to get in here for real, for real. I'm spending $200,000, man. It's going to be a baller-ass event, bitch. I need to make this $200,000 back. You smell me? Probably drop about 30, 40 bands on the weak-ass R&B artist that you ain't heard in about 15, 20 years. You smell me? Pocket the rest. You know what I'm saying? When I say the rest, I want to have at least 20 bands left over, so when I show up to the party, bitch, I'm making it rain. You smell me? I might make it rain by 3 bands. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I got the 17 over here off to the side for the after party, because once this go down, you know what I'm saying, niggas gonna have to be at the party somewhere else. I'm gonna have to pay in conjunction with them to pay for their bar and get their bar up to par, and that way, man, they can pay me as well on the back end. But yeah, okay, first when we first show up, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna have extravagant shit pulled up. Plenty of flyers gonna go out before the party come out, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna have to let you know that such and such is fucking performing, and you know what I'm saying, this and this, tickets on sale now, you know what I'm saying? Making sure that I got a venue where I can pack that whole out where it could be at least goddamn 10,000-20,000 motherfuckers in there, you know what I'm saying? I want to hit y'all clean over the head for a hot $20, $40, VIP $50. You know what I'm saying? You know, balloons and all that other shit. Streamers and nice little tables and chairs and all that jazz there. Rigmarole, big ass dance flow. Nice DJ that gonna play it all. Making sure I got a good stage for my guy to perform. You know what I'm saying? Making sure I go get you the biggest baller in this ass cake. You smell me? Unless it's meant for a holiday. Well, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, Juneteenth party. Motherfucking $200,000 spent. You know what I'm saying? That one with advertising that motherfucker. But knowing low key, I only spent about 100 bands. You smell me? But who's going to tell me that I didn't? Ladies, what would be a perfect party that you would throw with $200,000? If I got some more free time today, I'll probably do a couple more episodes. But right now, I'm finna go check and see how my mom's doing. Keep my mother in your prayers. Matter of fact, keep my whole family in prayers. I have a family member that's also traveling on the highways and byways and the airways as well. Please pray for my entire family. Pray for me. Thank you, guys. I'll also be praying for you. Please like and share. Post, follow, comment. Help your boy get out there, and I'll help you, you know what I'm saying? I rub y'all, rub my back, I rub y'all's. Thank y'all for listening. God bless.